The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to episode 617 of the LeagueCast podcast. I am your host, Nick Cooper. Joining me is Aiden Rockarts.
Hey, how's it going?
And Colton Sweat.
Happy first show of December. Woohoo!
Happy first show. We made it. Guys, 2023 is almost over, and I think that's kind of wild.
That's crazy. Season 2023 of Riot Games' game League of Legends?
So true. Hey, on this episode, we've got a pretty okay amount of content to cover. We'll talk about a new patch, a little bit of the item dev blog. We'll do some fun trivia that Aiden has prepared. Then we'll move into roundtable and mail fight. Let's hear about our weeks first, Aiden.
I played 7 ARAMs. That was my League of Legends week. And I won.
That's probably more than all of us. I was there for some.
I won 0 ARAMs.
Oh, man, you're so bad at ARAMs.
It's impressive. Actually, I also played a custom game, which I have. Jeez. So my sample size is 8 games, 7 of which are ARAMs and 1 of which is a custom game. And I have decided I hate AD carries more.
Okay.
Dude, current AD carry itemization is so gross, man.
What's the itemization?
It's just like a lot of good AD, not every AD carry, obviously, but like there's a lot of AD carries in the game right now that itemize like pseudo tanks. It's a lot. It's like Kog'Maw's, for example, build like obviously into like shit like Titanic, like pretty early. Ezreal does like the build where he fucking gets to build like 3 tank items at the end of the build. Vayne gets to do the build where she goes Trinity Force into like a bunch of tank items at the end. The Varus build, which I think this Varus build is the best build in the game, by the way. You can play it mid, top, bottom, is you go Virtue into Wit's End, Blade of the Rune King, and then like a bunch of tank items like Titanic and shit.
Why Virtue?
Because it's just a shitload of stats, and you're a pretty low base, you're a pretty high base damage character with your passives or whatever. I think it's the best build in the game. And you can also play it fucking any lane because he's a fucking ranged character. And then Draven has that new build where you go like Trinity Force, Black Cleaver, Steryx, like shit like that. It's crazy. You can sit in a game where there's like 6 AD carry characters, if you want to like get nitty gritty with like saying like Graves is an AD carry character, and none of them are building AD carry.
That's crazy.
You know what? Time for AD carry players to rise up. Bruisers have been abusing AD carry items and ruining it for the AD carry players for too long. It's time for AD carries to abuse bruiser items.
You know what? And even worse than that, Colton, bruisers have been abusing bruiser items for too long. It's time for AD carries to get in on that.
I think with this big overhaul that's coming up into next season, we just do a full swap. Bruisers buy full damage items and AD carries buy all of the health and AD so that they get normalized to the same area where they are all a little bit tanky and doing the same damage.
That's funny.
Cool. Other than that, just kind of been hanging out, playing a lot of Warzone. New Warzone comes out tomorrow. Excited for that. But that's kind of been my week. What about you, Colton?
Nice.
Yeah, I've played a decent amount of, I guess, more than last week, I'll say. I played, I think, 5 ranked games, plus 1 win. I think I'm still playing pretty well. I had one absolutely disgusting play on Renata, which just, like, hard won the game. But still haven't been playing tons of ranked. Definitely need to get to that because I'm going to be not around for a couple weeks, and I want to get Masters back so that I don't have to like come home and then have 5 days to try and get Masters.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've still been playing a decent amount of Minecraft with the boys over in that server, and that's about it for games. Nick, what you been up to?
Hey, work and studying pretty much. I've still played a lot of RuneScape, in some of my downtime, and we played a lot of For the King 2 as well, a couple days of those. And I also played some ARMs that we did not win. So I think, I think that's pretty much it. It was pretty simple. I take my test this Saturday, and then I, will have a little bit more time to do some other stuff, which is pretty exciting. So we'll, definitely gonna have to play some ranked. I'm craving it, guys. I need the salt. I need the losses.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think that's pretty much it for me. So we can go on into LeagueCast news. Do we have any LeagueCast news, Aiden?
No LeagueCast news. I guess one piece of LeagueCast news, that I just said we're not doing any is, we're probably going to take the holidays off. So there'll be a show next week, but then there won't be a show for 2 weeks. So enjoy your holidays.
Yeah. But you
filthy animals.
Hot. We'll come in hot in the new year.
Yeah. With a 6 hour show to make up for all that content.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not...
You heard it here first.
It's going to be an hour and a half of all of us talking and then 4 hours of just me clicking as I play solo queue.
And 4 hours of fucking ads. Pay us. Time to pay the Piper, guys.
Do you think with Spotify Wrapped, like we saw some people like will listen to all the episodes even multiple times. Do you think some of our listeners would still play it if it was a full show with 2 hours of ads strapped on at the end? Mm-hmm. They would just leave it going.
I almost wonder if it would get more listens if we like had people, you know, helping us out and stuff like that.
Well, they want to see what happens at the end, like, because we have a secret message at the end.
Yeah, we had a secret message, but the last hour is unskippable.
The secret message is just support us on Patreon. Cool.
New news.
Should we get in with the new news then? Let's do let's do the patch. How about that?
13.24, starting with Wei, who will be released tomorrow, December 6th.
Whoa.
No, his name's Wei.
No way.
Did you not realize that?
No, because you said whoa.
Oh. Oh, that's funny.
You're good. Nick.
That's funny.
Aiden, don't worry. I got your joke.
It was too stupid for me to understand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. You're so sophisticated.
To be fair, you need a high IQ to understand my jokes. I think we should talk about the cast at max range toggle. That's something that people were really excited for.
It depends on how it actually is and how it works, man. The way that a toggle in my mind sounds, it sounds like you toggle it on or off, and it's just your abilities work this way. And I don't think that's what people want. I feel like
people want it for certain abilities, or...
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping at the very least you can in-game change it for your Q, your W, your E, and your R. Mm-hmm. Like, have a toggle there. Best case scenario, which definitely isn't the way it works, is it's a overall setting that you can set for every character in the game, right?
Oh yeah, I mean that's not happening.
That's definitely not happening. I'm hoping at least it's a per ability, but if it's everything, that's kind of, I mean, it's fine. It's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is better, I would say, than the current system where which one is it? Who knows? You'll have to find out per character. Which, like, when they originally started playing with that, that was one thing we had talked about. I was like, it sure'd be really nice if I could just select that it's always going to either walk and cast once I'm in range, or it'll just cast at max range, instead of me having to know for each individual character which one it defaults to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for this. I think it could be better if you could set it, like, per ability and then also have it, like, unique settings per character, but I think it's going to be all or nothing, all abilities, all characters.
Yeah, I mean it says toggle, right?
Yeah,
and that's what kind of what I assume when it says that.
Yeah.
Oh well. Azir W damage increased very slightly.
Ooh,
he's broken. He's way overpowered. Can't do this. Brawl.
Cool.
Base mana regeneration is going to be increased. The knockup duration on his ultimate is going to increase by 0.3 seconds.
Cool. Briar is getting more nerfs. Base armor reduced. Attack speed ratio increased. Q damage increased. W attack damage decreased. E damage resistance decreased. Healing decreased. R damage decreased. Damage changed to magic. Pretty big nerfs to Briar. So,
hey, stop building lethality. That's crazy.
Seeing nerfs like this after last patch, there were other nerfs, makes me glad that I never got on like the Briar train and learned the character. Just keep nerfing.
Yeah, I
so
think
I don't
like
have to.
I think people were building her bruiser like and figuring out how to play her at the same time. So then when people got good at it and figured out that lethality was really good on her, like it sort of double dipped into I don't know, the hotfix buffs plus proper build plus like proper play style. So Galio, Q cooldown decreased. Cool.
Hell yeah. Gragas, passive cooldown now decreases with champion level.
His nice. Passive being 6 seconds at max rank seems kind of wild to me.
God, yeah. This is going to be such a pain, I feel like, for solo lane Gragas. Like the
well,
fact...
so it only goes up to, it only goes down to 6 at, right, level 16.
Yeah, but...
but still.
Even, like, I would say the big break point is at 11. It's down to 8 seconds instead of 12. So he's just gonna, like, you know, do his stupid non-interactive haha phase rush combo, walk away, and then he's just getting, like, infinite health back from his passive, right? Like, it's not gonna be a crazy difference, but, right, getting, like, 2% of your max health back every 8 seconds rather than every 12 seconds is, I think, going to make that non-interactive lane where he's just gonna chip you down even more unbearable.
8 seconds is what it was for a very long time until it got changed this year.
Well,
and it was 8 seconds flat. Cool.
Cool. Next,
Ivern.
Oh, yep. Next is Ivern, whose base health is decreased. E slow is decreased.
Ooh, Cassante. W mana cost decreased. Damage is increased. Hmm. Has he been like? So I haven't played in a long time, and I know that he got his little mini rework and then was super super broken. Is he like fine again? I know they nerfed him afterwards as well.
I haven't seen him in a single rank game.
Ooh.
His win rate went down a lot.
Yikes.
I think he's probably still fine if you're good at him, but I guess he needed buffs, or they felt he needed buffs.
Yeah.
Leona, W bonus armor and magic resist increased by
10.
By 10 at max rank, by 2.5 per level, basically. And then her ultimate solar flare, the base damage is going to be increased by 50, so a little bit tankier, a little bit more damage, hopefully a stronger laning and team fighting for Leona.
I didn't realize that her ult did 100 damage at level 1. I feel like that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nothing, but also for an ability that has the potential to stun four people.
Yeah.
Next is Lucian, whose E cooldown is decreased. That's cool.
Cool. Mordekaiser Q
early
damage.
Rank, so max rank is still the same.
That's probably fine.
But 3 seconds early is like really, really good.
It's really nice for like avoiding early ganks or engages.
Mordekaiser, Q damage is increased. The ultimate now reveals target when you initially cast it. So no more Fog of War shenanigans. That's actually seems like a pretty good change.
It's a really nice quality of life.
They also buffed his Q damage like they have the last fucking 7 times they've buffed that character. That's the only thing they buff on him. It's so funny.
It's either that or I feel like passive, like move speed.
Yeah.
And they're like upping the ratio, so maybe trying to push Mordekaisers into building AP instead of like the full tank setup.
Yeah, that way when he isolate Qs you, it's just a fucking nuclear missile.
Hell yeah. It's like his old Q where you got the 1, 2, 3 autos
triple,
and just chunk them. Kiana, base mana and mana growth are increased. So, 50 base mana and 10 mana growth. So a whole lot of extra mana. For
that
her,
is a lot.
As well as bonus damage if you go with the mana immune build.
Cool. Next is Talon. Range Q now also resets Talon's auto timer. I know a lot of people were excited for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vel'Koz, W and E bug fixes. I'll be honest, I don't think it's anything like super noteworthy. So, but I'm sure some Vel'Koz players are going to be excited.
Cool. Zeri attack damage growth increased. W damage increased.
Nice. Next is, oh, is that the last big change? So the next thing is the rank season update. So rank season ends on January 9th. I find this really funny because Nick's been telling everyone January 6th, and I've been I've been correcting you to January 3rd every single time you said that. And we're both just wrong. So it ends January 9th, and the new season starts on January 10th.
We combine our powers to be correct.
I think the reason we might have always been getting that wrong is because in client, the split date it says it ends on is 29 days from today. Oh, yeah. Which would be the...
It's really funny if it's January
3rd.
The 3rd.
Okay, so I was right in that regard.
Yeah, so it's I guess split 2 ends before the season ends, or it's just wrong in the client.
I know. I was right in the fact that we're all storming Riot HQ on January 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I find it very funny also they put this table together with like 20 rows to just say that every region it's ending on January 9th, end of the day in that time zone of like that server.
Yeah, but I, you know what, if you say it ends the end of day January 9th your server, like, people are still gonna have questions.
Yeah,
people are probably gonna still have questions with this.
It's so. Just it's just very funny to me to see like season end time has the same value in every single row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arena's coming back.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't say what day it's coming back though.
I would think
It comes tomorrow. Hits. Yeah, I think it's tomorrow.
Ooh.
Hopefully. Okay.
Excited.
It goes away before the new season because it's all old items.
Oh, okay.
So we only have it for like the month or whatever, but
ooh, plenty of time to hit top ranks.
Ooh, and there's another ARAM clash this weekend.
Ooh, cancel your test.
I'm hella down for ARAM clash.
Yes, it would be fun.
Sweet.
God, there's so many individual champion adjustments for Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like look at it because I'm not gonna read.
I'm just trying to scroll past it to see if there's anything else worth talking about. Mythic shop rotation is changing, bug fixes, upcoming skins. That's stuff people care about.
Maybe.
Crystalis Modus Ash, Winter Blessed Camille, Winter Blessed Thresh, Winter Blessed Senna, Silas, Annie, Hecarim, Lucian, Wei, and Prestige Winter Blessed Camille.
Oh, it's cool that Lucian and Senna are getting skins together.
And Thresh.
I think.
Wait, there's no Lucian.
Oh, that's funny too.
Okay, no, yeah, okay. It's Lucian, Senna, Lucian, and Thresh. I thought you were joking because they're next to each other that it was Lucian and Senna, but it's actually.
Oh, that would have been funny. That would have been a really funny joke. hey, that's it for the patch. Let's talk about the item devs blog thing.
It's really boring. I mean, it's a fine blog if you're into that. It pretty much just says, hey, item power budgets are going to be going down next season because obviously we don't have mythics. We think this will lead to a better game state. We still want items to feel good to build, yada, yada, yada. They go into AP itemization, pretty well saying, hey, AP items used to kind of suck, so we made them a little bit better. and then the most interesting part of the discussion is they talk about locked slots. So they talk about how, like, certain characters, certain classes have locked slots where you have to build this item. For example, for AD carry, that might be an Infinity Edge. For like fighters, that might be like a Trinity Force, right? You're locked to this type of item, and they don't think having locked items is necessarily a bad thing. They just want to give more choice, right? So making these items maybe less locked or better yet, giving them alternatives, right? So the example that they give is, hey, we introduced Crypt Bloom, which instead of having to build Void Staff every game as your locked magic pen item in your build as a mage, you can now choose Crypt Bloom as like a magic pen item, right? So you have more choice, even though you still kind of are locked to that archetype. Because, I mean, the archetype of what you want to fit into your build is kind of just, it's min-maxed, right? Like, you fit in pen in this case on this item slot, and now you at least get to choose a choice in an item when you go for a pen in that item slot, which is cool.
Right, and I think that the clearest example of this, like, is just boots, right? Everybody has to buy a boot item, but at least you have choices. A lot of item classes don't have that choice, And yeah, they're adding it. That's really good. That's something I think we've all been asking for a long time, where if there's only one item that serves that function, unless it's a really niche function, I don't think that that's great design, right? Like, there's certain things, QSS, I think, is a good example, where it's like, yeah, there really probably only needs to be, like, a couple items, you know, depending on your character type to get that. But if there's only, like, one health and magic resist item like there was for a while, that's not great.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to bring up here, well, actually, it's two things. One's related, one's not, just because I have them written down. I have one thing written down for about 3 months, and then the other thing I came up with 45 minutes ago. It's kind of related to, like, new season stuff. So when they showed off the new Rift, I'm super surprised that there isn't the new terrain type that they introduced in Arena in the new map. I really thought they would do that. For those who don't know, in Arena, on some of the maps, there was a terrain type that's, like, low water, or they call it something like that, where it's not traversable terrain, so you can't, like, walk through it, but you can see over it. So it's like a type of terrain that's terrain, but you can't move over, right? So the idea is, obviously, it's a type of terrain that gives vision, like, gives a strength to ranged characters, because you can kite around, you have vision over it, but it's still terrain. And I'm super surprised that, like, I thought for sure they would try to find somewhere to put that in the map. Because I think it's interesting. It's a very interesting thing in the arena mode, at least.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I don't know where they would put it, but I that is a good idea to include when they're making these map changes and they already have it implemented elsewhere.
Yeah, I just thought it was, like, I remember when they introduced it in Arena, I was like, oh, this is interesting that, like, it's not in actual League of Legends. And then the fact that they didn't put it in, like, new map is interesting. But
I guess I didn't realize that was something that wasn't in League already, but yeah.
It's cool. And the other thing is, I think I've told you guys both this separately, and I've told everyone I've come across separately, but my new favorite League of Legends fact, like, trivia fact, is that Vayne is the only character in all League of Legends who has only single targeted damage. Like, single target damage.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I mean, I haven't been able to prove it otherwise. Because every other character, Colton and I went through it for a while. Every single one of her abilities is single target, right? Her auto attack is obviously single target. And I can't think of another character. So if you can think of a character, send us, like, an email or something. Because I fucking haven't. I've been telling people, like, this, like, it's a fact, and I think it's true.
So to go back to, like, I'll call it, like, low terrain. Where it's like the idea is that it is functionally terrain. You can't walk through it. You could be, like, knocked into it or whatever. But you can see through and over it. I would imagine probably the closest example would be, like, Talia Wall and, like, Jarvanult, where those don't restrict vision in any way, like normal terrain would. But yeah, there's not any, like, naturally occurring.
That's a really good point. Yeah, there's created terrain by characters that do that. Yeah.
Which is, I think pretty much the same. I am interested to see, with, like, the item power budget change that they're talking about, if there becomes more of a focus on, like, levels to an extreme degree, where it's like, you know, levels are already super valuable in the current game state, but do we see some kind of weird shift in, like, top lane meta where you're going to not get the last hits because then you're going to have to trade and then you'll, like, lose XP. And so you'd rather just get the XP and miss the last hit, or, like, weird stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of cases where that would actually happen. But I guess, like, the idea is, like, if you're in a hard losing lane, it's like, yeah, I'm just going to sit back and get XP because I don't have to have any of the last hits because items aren't valuable. I don't think they're going to shift it nearly that much, but interesting to see how much the value of levels goes up as the value of items goes down.
Okay, I've just been looking through this, so I'm not joining in the conversation. Trundle, I think, is only single target.
Because
his E doesn't do damage, right? It is an area of effect.
Yeah, I guess that's the question, right? Does that, if it doesn't do damage, then Trundle
maybe,
like,
it does one true damage.
It does one damage.
I think it does one damage.
Okay.
If like, yeah, that would be a good example, assuming that is the case, right? That would be it's hard though, right? Like,
I think that might be the only other character though.
Because, I mean, like, why would you want a character not to do it in some way, right? Because it immediately kills their wave clear. Like,
So let's do the opposite, because this is a fun trivia. I know of at least one character who I think whose abilities are all AoE.
Quirky. Orianna.
Okay.
Syndra. No, her
this
ultimate
is less fun
target.
Than I thought it would be.
Lux, I would consider. Does a shield that hits multiple targets
yeah,
count?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot that all of their stuff is AoE.
Okay, yeah.
I just thought it was a fun trivia thing, and Trundle might be the caveat to it. So if you have another one, mm-hmm. let us know.
Awesome.
I was thinking Vex, but her ultimate is single target, actually. So.
Yep.
Boy, I was wrong on every
boy howdy.
Question.
You
boy
suck.
Howdy.
You're so dumb.
I do suck.
I'm so glad that you've just expressed how little you know about League of Legends, because we're about to do some trivia.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I don't think this is good trivia, but like I also think it's funny. So this trivia is about summons in League of Legends.
Okay.
And the trivia quiz is called So You Think You're Smart or Something, Huh? And so I've pulled together like not every single summon, but like a lot of them. Also, don't open up like champions. I want you guys to go off memory for this. And the way this trivia is going to work is I've written down on my Google sheet here every single summon in League of Legends. And I've written down their health, their gold, their vision, their XP, their duration, their range, their cost, okay. their cooldown, their unique, like the unique thing that I wrote about them, and their movement speed. And the way this is going to work is I'm going to go between you guys, like Colton, Nick, and you guys are going to ask me for a category. For the first ask, you're only allowed to ask the first five categories: health, gold, vision, XP, duration.
Okay.
And after you get, then you take a guess after I give you the information. And then Colton can ask one, and then I give you the information, and then you go, you can ask for the second category.
We're trying
so
to
you just
identify
get access
which
to more
summon that you're talking about.
Basically. Yeah, and you try to identify which summon, yeah.
Do we get to ask and guess, or is it one or
yeah,
the other?
You get ask, and then you get to guess, yeah. Okay. So if we want to start out, whatever one of you wants to start, we can begin. And I'll keep track of the stuff at the bottom.
So I'm sorry, can you... So the first five are the ones we can ask
Yeah, I have
for
them bolded
initially.
On your document for you guys. Okay. Yeah. And then after your first question, you can start asking like the other ones.
And when you're saying range, it's not the range at which they're summoned, it's their attack range?
There's vision range, and then there's range, which is going to be range related to the summon. It's not going to be the cast range of it, but it's going to be related to whether the thing maybe auto attacks or maybe like it all makes sense when you hear it.
Okay.
So vision range is one thing. There is a comma between it.
Yes.
Okay, I just got rid of the comment. Okay, yep. I'll go first. Health.
Health. Okay, this is three hits from autos, one hit from turret. Turns out it applies to almost every single one.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm going to say, I don't think this is correct, but Cyber Plant?
Incorrect. Let's go with gold.
This gives 10 gold.
I'm going to say empowered Zyra plant.
No.
Colton,
okay, your turn.
I guess, what's its vision range?
Its vision range is 700.
700 gives quite a bit of vision. I don't even know what summons are in the game.
350 radius might be better, actually. Like, I think I put this one as like... diameter for some reason. So 350 actually, I believe. Sorry.
Okay. The Yorick ghouls.
Incorrect, Nick.
I'm gonna say Shaco boxes.
That is correct. Oh, you didn't guess, but you are correct.
No, I felt confident.
Yeah.
Cool. So wait, those take three autos from champions?
From champions, yes.
I think they have a health amount.
Yes, it has a health amount, but it always equals out to... I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Boxes have a number of health.
In my defense, Colton, this is the first one I made on my entire list before I started figuring out the format I was using, so I might have fucked it up. But either way, Nick's correct, so moving on.
I think I should get 2 points for that.
I think you should get no points because that health was a lie.
So Nick's up 1-0. Colton, you want to begin?
Yeah, but if I lose for that 1 point, the comments are going to be full of it. Let's start with how much gold.
Yeah, everyone's going to comment.
This one gives 25 gold.
This one gives 25 gold.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say Daisy.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry. How much? What was his characteristic?
How much gold it's worth? 25.
Yeah. Oh, 25, 25. Okay.
I know what it is.
Let's say health.
This has 100% of the champion's HP.
Is it Shaco clone?
No, yep. It's not. No. That'd be crazy if I did that.
That would be really crazy.
Then is it Illaoi's ghost thing?
Do you want to guess a thing first?
Nah, fuck it.
Incorrect. Nick, your turn.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Vision range.
The vision range of this is 1350. Sorry, it's, once again, that's diameter, so it's half of that, I guess. Sorry.
Is it LeBlanc clone?
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what else do we have? XP, I guess?
44.
44 XP. helpful. The only other thing I can think of would be Nico's.
Incorrect.
No?
Oh, okay. Fuck, what are so now we can go into the other
You
part,
can go
right?
to any category you want after the first guy. After
We're
first
so
guy.
Smart. We're so good at this.
Let's do cooldown.
Cooldown on this is 22 seconds, scaling down to 14 seconds.
14. 100% of the champion's health.
Yep.
God, I mean, I genuinely have no idea. So
you could just pass. I guess I'll
pass. I don't have any answer for it.
Colton, you're
What's unique about it?
It can cast the character's R.
It can cast the character's R. What the
Am I stupid?
I think we're both stupid, man. I have no idea. Wukong. So
it is Wukong, yes.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Nick,
you're so good at this. I don't think I'm smart or something.
I think I'm something. Okay, I guess let's just go with gold.
Gold, this one gives 50.
50 gold. Tibbers.
Correct, that's right.
Easy.
Next one, I'll take how much health?
This one has 130 to 640 with a 5 to 45% AP ratio amount of health.
Heimerdinger turrets.
That's correct.
Dang, I felt confident it was Heimerdinger
Dude,
turrets.
You guys are actually crazy. Okay, Nick, your turn.
Now that we've gold. Gone through every character with the summon, I think we're getting better.
Gold.
Gold, this gives 3 gold.
This one gives 3 gold. Is this one Zyra plant?
Incorrect.
How much health does this thing have?
This has 6 HP, and it takes 3 damage from ranged autos, 4 from abilities, and 6 from turrets.
6?
I think this is Yorick ghouls, right?
Incorrect.
No. Huh.
Huh. Let's say vision range.
500. And I have a question mark there, so I don't know why.
Cool.
So good. So helpful.
3 gold.
There's definitely somewhere I have question marks where I'm I googled it and it probably gave me that.
Is it Callista Sentinels?
Incorrect.
Dang. Oh, is it Voidlings from Malzahar?
Do you want to guess for a question first?
That's my guess.
Incorrect.
Darn. Oh,
the health of it is really fucking me up.
Same.
Maybe I should have I guess asked. I'm on XP now?
0 XP.
Is it Yorick Wall?
Incorrect.
Are we missing any in the main category?
I don't think you've done.
No, we did all of them.
Okay. Tell me what's unique about it, Aiden.
It can be augmented 4 different ways.
It can be augmented 4 different ways?
What?
And it's a summon?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Huh. How much time do I have to
We could just pass it on to Nick if you want.
Give me 5 more seconds. Oh god.
See, the fun of this is this isn't the most interesting trivia, but I would never just do this with my friends like raw.
Yeah.
So I get to do it on the show.
I guess pass to Nick.
Nick, your turn.
Can you say the health again?
The health was 6 HP, and it takes 3 from ranged autos and 4 from abilities, and all 6 of the HP from turrets. Would you like an actual, like,
Yeah. Give me the cooldown.
The cooldown is 9 to 6 seconds.
9 to 6 seconds.
Okay, I think I know what it is. I'm going to be wrong, but...
You guys have done almost every... You have 2 categories left, I think.
I don't know, so I'm going to pass it.
I'm going to guess this is Nefiri's dogs, right?
Incorrect.
Fuck! How?
Wait, but you're... Okay, guess a category.
give me its movement speed. Help I don't me. Know.
It has 0 movement speed.
Of course it has 0 movement speed. Wait, is this one empowered Zyra?
Incorrect.
Plant. Fuck.
Would you like to guess the category?
Yeah, give me the duration, I guess.
The duration is 20 seconds.
This is a summon that lasts for 20 seconds.
Am I stupid?
Okay.
I think what we'll do is we'll do half of them today and we'll do half of them on next episode. That'd be fun. Because okay. There's 25. Sure.
And you said, okay, they have 0 movement speed.
You haven't done range, cost, or...
Okay, I guess cost.
60 mana plus 10 moonlight.
Oh.
Is it Aphelios' turn?
That's correct, Colton.
Oh, man.
Good job.
I love that some of the clues are just dead giveaways.
Your turn, Nick.
There's more summons than I thought.
Gold.
This gives 5 gold.
Is this Zyra plant?
No.
How much health does this thing have?
85 to 390.
85 to 390.
Oh my god, these are tanky.
Is this the dogs?
No.
XP.
This gives 0 XP.
Is it Yorick Ghouls?
Incorrect.
So I guess vision range is the only clue left.
I have it as an unknown, so you can guess again, because I don't know the vision range.
Sure. Tell me, what's unique about it?
You can have a max of 5 of them.
A maximum of 5. Shaco boxes?
Incorrect.
Oh, we already did those. I'm done.
The cost, I guess.
The cost is casting abilities.
The cost of this is casting abilities.
Correct. That's what I've written down here. That's what the prompter
That's
says.
That's what it is, Nick.
Am I high? I allow eat clone.
Incorrect.
Is it Malzahar Voidlings?
Incorrect.
But those summon when you cast abilities.
No, but the cost of it is casting abilities. Not how you
I don't know.
We have fun around here.
I guess duration, since I didn't ask for
the duration is infinite.
What?
I mean obviously until
the summon that lasts infinitely. That doesn't have a proper cost
and has health. What was the health again?
85 to 390.
Okay.
You guys,
what's the move speed?
It says 350 on the wiki, but I think it's more likely the actual champion's movement speed.
What? My only guess then would be.
Wait, it's my turn. It's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maokai sapling?
Incorrect.
I think. Well, I guess I have to ask first. Mm-hmm,
You haven't done range or
unique.
Something else unique. You did the unique. It was the 5. You have
okay.
Kind of 5
what is the cooldown?
Oh, the cooldown is. There's no cooldown.
I think then we're talking about Lissandra's ice wraith thing.
Incorrect.
No.
You guys do you want to ask the last
whatever,
one Nick,
other,
the range
other category yeah whatever
100
is it Nefiri dog?
No.
Oh fuck.
Okay, Colt, this is your last guess. You've done every single category. Do you want to guess?
Okay, Can you go over all of the things we learned about it again?
Yes, so 85 to 390 health, 5 gold, unknown vision range, 0 XP, infinite duration, 100 range. You get it for the cost is casting ability. The cooldown is not applicable. You can have a max of 5 and it has 350 movement speed.
Oh, man. Okay.
You're going to get a guess after Colton.
I still feel like I have no idea.
This is funny.
And I'm going to feel so bad once you actually tell us it. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything, so I'll hand it over to Nick.
Who started that one? Because I don't want to have like an extra
guess. I think you started it, actually, yeah. So
okay, can I guess but not get the point? Is it Elise Spiderlings?
That is correct.
Dang it. I should have fought for myself more.
cool. Next one. Are you guys tied in? Colton's up point, so you should start, Nick.
Oh, okay. Gold.
Gold is 2.
Fucking 2 gold. Zyroplans.
Incorrect. That's so funny.
vision or sorry, health.
Health is 110 to 212 plus 20% of the champion's HP.
HP scaling.
I'm gonna guess you. It's 2. I'm gonna say this is Voidlings.
Incorrect.
Can I guess the vision range?
You sure can. I don't know it, so can you guess something else?
yeah, I guess the XP.
The XP 0.
is this? Is this Belveth summons?
Incorrect.
Okay.
What's unique about it?
Unique, you have max of 4 of them.
This one is Yorick Ghouls.
That's correct.
It finally worked.
Cool. Next. Nick, you're down 2.
Can you ask the Zyroplant one?
No.
Gold.
Gold, 0.
0 gold for killing this summon.
It's actually pretty unique. There's very few that get 0 gold.
Yeah. Is this one Yorick Wall?
Incorrect.
Okay.
How much health does it
Disagree.
Have?
12% of the champion's HP.
12% of the champion's HP. What the f...
I did not realize there were more than 0... summons that scaled with champion HP.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
I couldn't have told you that. Is this one Zyroplan?
No, it's not.
I would have been so pissed. Vision range.
Vision range. I put a question mark, so ask someone
another
else.
Another one.
XP.
0.
We did that.
Oh, did we? Oh, yeah. Then unique.
Unique. Okay, what if I told you I didn't write something down for this
one? Cool, cost.
Not applicable.
Oh, cool. Cool down.
300 seconds.
300 seconds? A 5-minute summon cooldown.
Yeah.
Exodia.
What the forbidden fuck one. Is this? Is it Herald?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
That'd be good, though. Zach Blobs.
It is Zach Blobs, yeah.
Oh, man.
Cool. Nick, your turn again.
I'm getting absolutely schwoned. Gold.
Gold 3.
Zyroplant.
Can you be more specific?
The Zyroplants that she summons with seeds.
Mm-hmm. But there's 2 of them.
There's fucking 2 of them. The fucking melee one.
Yes, that's correct. Sorry, I had to think about it in my head. It's so funny if you don't get it right. Yeah, that's 3. Okay. It's so funny if you 50-50.
Zyra Q plant.
Your turn, Colton.
How much health does it have?
6, and it takes 2 damage from range, 3 from melee.
Is this one... Which one? What have we done so far?
We've done Zyra Melee
Plant. Can I
plant.
Ask that?
No. Okay, actually, you can if you'd like, but it'd just take
health, a while. You said 6 health.
No, let's not do it. Who cares?
3 from melee, 2 from ranged.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm going to start off with the old trusty Malzahar Voidlings.
Incorrect.
What's the gold?
The gold is zero.
This one is Yorick Wall.
Incorrect.
How much vision range does it have?
150.
Very small. Are these... Fuck, what the... Is this empowered Zyra plants?
No.
How many autos did you say it took?
Two from range, three from melee.
And it has six HP?
Yep.
Whatever we don't have. XP zero?
Zero, yep.
Team of Mushrooms.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
What's unique about it?
You can have a maximum of 4, 6, 8, 10 on the map.
4, 6, 8, 10.
It's a scaling amount.
Are these... What was the health again?
Oh, you already six.
Said, yeah. I don't know. Is this the Nefiri dogs?
Incorrect.
Oh, that was going to be my guess. What's something unique about it?
That's the one that we just did.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What's the cost?
The cost is 30 to 50 mana.
30 to 50 mana. It scales... I don't know. I will pass.
What's the... It's movement speed.
Zero.
Is this gin traps?
No. Good guess, though.
Oh, man. We already guessed Shake of Boxes.
Yeah. You haven't done duration, range, or cooldown.
Cooldown.
Cooldown is 13 to 9 seconds.
13 to 9 seconds. This is so hard.
Yeah.
There's a main on this for this character.
I have no idea.
Your turn, Colton.
Allow you. Okay.
Give me one of the things that we don't have yet.
Duration is 120 seconds.
Duration 120 seconds. Gives no gold, no XP, has a very short vision range.
Doesn't move.
Yeah.
Isn't Team of Mushrooms.
I mean, my next guess would be... I'm just... Nidalee W?
That's correct.
Whoa.
I'm just like, what are the other traps?
The summoned goat.
Your turn, God. Nick.
Gold.
Gold gives 10.
10. This one is Gangplank Barrel.
That's actually true. You're right.
Hey.
Oh, damn. He's goated.
Nick, you're still behind, so you want to go?
Gold.
Gold 50.
50. This one is Daisy.
Incorrect.
How much health does it have?
1,750 scaling to 3,000 based on number of enemy champions in the game.
Based on number of enemy champions in the game?
Incorrect.
XP.
Zero.
And it's 50 gold?
50 gold, yes.
And
this is the last one for tonight, by the way.
Okay, is 3,000 the absolute cap, or does it also... It's 3,000 base plus...
It's 3,000 is the cap if there's 5 enemies on the enemy team.
What the fuck? Blue buff.
Incorrect.
It's not a summon.
What's unique about it?
Not a summon.
Loses resist if the champion is not nearby.
What? So it's not Daisy, Tibbers, or Maiden, which are the big three summons. It's something
but it loses
else.
Resists.
Mm-hmm.
Can you, what were the health in gold?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah,
health
sorry.
Is 1750 to 3000 based on enemy champions in the game. Gold was 50, XP was 0. I think those were the things you asked.
Okay.
The health scaling is really fucking with me.
Yeah, I'm really confused about it too. I don't know, man. Is Scarl considered a summon?
No.
Am I behind one or two?
You're behind two, but we're going to play more behind next two? Week. So. Okay.
What champion does it belong to? I thought I maybe could try, you know?
Yeah.
What's the cost?
The cost is zero. There's no cost to it.
Oh. No cost.
I think I might know it.
It scales with move speed. Or, I mean, scales with enemy champions.
Mm-hmm.
It is a summon, correct?
That is correct.
I think summon's a loose definition with some of my opinions, but I think I know.
I don't know.
Can I get its movement speed?
Zero.
A zero tower?
Yes, that is correct.
I did not know that scaled with enemy champions in the game.
Because turrets do, yeah.
3v3, man.
That's crazy.
Cool. Huh. We'll resume next week with the other half. I actually might put a couple more in there because I've been thinking about some as we were going along. But the score currently is Colton with 7 and Nick with 4.
Okay.
Hopefully that was fun.
Nick with 4 asterisks because Shaco boxes don't have 6 health.
Yeah, I definitely, like, Colton started doing this, and I, like, definitely changed my style of doing some. Like, for example, if you asked the health of the Zyra E plant, I would have told you it's 8 to 12. 12, obviously, is because of the R. I wouldn't have told you that part. 1 from minions, monsters, DOTs. 2 from large minions, monsters. 3 from champion AoE. Jeez. 4 from epic monsters. 5 from range champion autos. 8 from melee champion autos. From single champion abilities and smite. And 12 from turrets. I would have told you that, but, like, I definitely didn't do that with Jacob, so I kind of screwed you a little bit. But
do I have 4 or 3?
You have 4.
Okay.
Dang, we'll resume next week.
Well, hey, thanks for doing that, buddy.
Nice guffaw.
Let's move into a roundtable. Talks more.
Yeah.
The people want to hear your voice.
I think I talk less than you guys, which is good there. last week's question was, if you could work in any department in Riot and help with one aspect of League, what would it be? From our Twitter, Veltaria said, I would love to work on Project L. The world needs that game right now. I'm a longtime League fan, but also been a Street Fighter competitor for several years. Combining my two loves is something special to me. Mary makes no sense. Oh my gosh. I'd like to do writing or concept art. It would be super interesting to create and look at the lore of a champion. Rule said, definitely updating older champions. It's a crime that Corki, Cho'Gath, and Zillion still look like that in 2023. They can become so interesting. From our Discord, Casey Stranger said, truthfully, I think the average person working at League has to put in more time than I want to, but I think it'd be cool to approach Riot's amount of data from a scientific perspective and provide insight for the gameplay team, player behavior team, etc. Armis said the balance team, because they clearly have no idea. They clearly don't know what they're doing, and Reddit has all the answers to make champions fair and balanced, / joke.
Okay.
Pardon's Bay said, add me to the ban squad. I'll revive the tribunal, add replays, only Honor 5 can participate, add bogus ones to make sure people aren't just spamming ban or whatever, add rewards for people taking time out of their day to make the community better, have Tyler 1 only stream him making tribunal decisions. Yoli said, if there's a team responsible for making visual updates, I'd love to be added there. A lot of champions just look so old and stiff. And last but not least, from Coda, they had sound design, to be honest. If there's a fixing the goddamn client team, I'd also love to be on that, doing God's work for real. This week's roundtable question is, get your salt out. Complain about a champion. Why are you complaining about them?
I want to jump before we answer this into, like, the tribunal one, which I thought was a very good answer. I think one of the best things you could do if they brought back the tribunal, which I would actually kind of be fine with, is, like, gate it to honor level, like they said, and then just have each case reviewed 3 times, and, like, the majority decision goes through, and you get a reward if you were in that majority, right? Like, if 2 people say ban and 1 person say, like, you're good, those 2 people get, like, 20 blue essence or something.
That'd be cool.
I feel like 3 is too low, but I do like that idea of, like, everyone who voted in favor with the majority.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you did, like, 4 or 5.
How many cases do you think there would be? And
I think
people
be
doing
so
those
many
cases.
Tribunal cases. If they went back to it, there'd be more tribunal cases than the community would go through. Unless there was a really good reward for participating in the tribunal.
Yeah, a 3 just seems like so low, you know?
I was thinking,
I don't know, like 30 or something. I don't know, some crazy high number.
There's no way that they could review every tribunal case 30 times.
I don't know.
No way.
Anyway. Three just seems, there has to be some middle ground, but yeah.
Yeah. For this week's question, complaining about a champion, why are you complaining? You know who I'm complaining about, Yone. And his stupid E. And the fact that CC doesn't stop it, and damage doesn't stop it, and nothing stops it. He just gets to go back. Fuck that.
Cool.
He does too much
damage. I'm going to complain about Zilean. I'll say it again. He's the antithesis of fun in League of Legends. Every ability, it's not to have fun with. It's to make someone else have less fun.
What do you mean? You get to run around and go zoom, zoom. Clocks
conversely,
flying everywhere.
You break every character's leg in the game. Perma.
Just leg singular.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I played a normal game with Rick the other night, and he played Jinx, and I was playing Zilean. He had so much fun because of me. He was never in danger.
But how much fun did you have, Zero?
I had a lot of fun.
No, you had no fun.
I had so much fun.
You had no fun. There was a survey, and you said no fun.
You did say that. That's, yeah, I did
crazy.
See that as well.
I don't know why you did say that. Yeah.
Riot told me that survey was going to be anonymous.
And me and Aiden both got Blue Essence for voting a certain way. You're banned.
No. Aiden, who are you going to complain about?
So I kind of already did it because I kind of forgot I put this as a roundtable question. It's
Varus.
It's fucking Varus. Yeah. I don't think a character, an AD character, an AD carry should be able to build fucking Radiant Virtue as his best fucking mythic
item. That is really funny.
Dude, it's so gross. I also play, don't get me wrong, I also play Tahm Kench, which obviously he does very well into. Like in that custom game that I played last night, the two enemy characters on the enemy team were Cog and Varus. And they both first item built Boylade of the Rune King into fucking just pseudo tank items.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so they are impossible for me to kill. They both do max percent HP. And like, it's just like, it's just, dude, it's so annoying. It makes me so mad.
Yeah, that sucks.
But anyways, that I'd say Varus. I just think like lame builds like kind of ruin it for me. It's either that or Trundle. I think Trundle actually ruins top lane right now. Like, I would rather lose 10 games than play a single game against Trundle, I think, right now. Maybe 10's too much. Maybe like 5. 5's probably a fair amount.
I can't believe there were no Trundle nerfs, by the way, in the patch.
I mean, he's like, his win rate's not that crazy. Like, it definitely is like high, went up a fair bit. But like, it's just like the most degenerate play style. Like,
I guess what I mean is like for a character like Trundle, he shouldn't ever have a high win rate. Like, he should probably have a 48-49% and be healthy. And if he ever got higher than that, it's probably like really, really bad.
Yeah, it's just very frustrating to like, especially when he like, you're defending your turret and he walks by you to hit it. It's like, that's not good for the game.
Yeah.
And then he ults you, which makes him take tower aggro because he's like ulting, but he gets enough health back and he kills tower fast enough.
That, resistances.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Or even worse, you go for it. How dare you try to participate in the game? You go for like a TP blade bottom or you go walk down for the dragon and plates are still up and he takes four of them in one rotation, in like two waves. Like,
yeah, but they're worth less now, so it's fine, Aiden.
The whole
fine.
Point of like the plate is that when you take one, the tower becomes really tanky. He can take four. He can take four.
Yeah. And he builds items that are exclusively good at taking turrets / pushing the wave in, right? Isn't his core three Trinity, Hydra, Hull Breaker?
Yeah.
Like, maybe not in that order, but like, God, what a frustrating play style to go up against.
Yeah, it's just it makes me sad because like the best case scenario is I win the game by just sitting there with him.
Yeah, and like, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna ban him and then leave up like?
Yeah, no, you can't
characters?
Ban him, right? Like, I mean, like, because you win 50, you win probably. I probably win. I've won. I think I played against him 3 times and I beat him 2, or I can't remember. If I won 1 or 2. Either way, I didn't lose all my games to him. Like, he's a very winnable character. I think Tahm Kench actually does pretty well into him too. And dude, it's just fucking miserable. But anyways, if you want to tell us what character you want to complain about, you can hit us up on our Twitter at LeagueCast, send us an email, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com, or come into our roundtable section in our Discord, discord.gg/leaguecast.
Yo, 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 this is Mail Fight, and we're going to have an email from Raul, one of my favorite people, because he's a bard, man. Dear LeagueCasters, I'm a casual player that doesn't play ranked at all, and my last rank I got is Bronze 4. I love League in the fun aspect and basically playing all roles a lot, especially Bard, and I was looking at the new Infernal Overtaking of the Rift and considering Bard's passive and those Infernal Cinders and the new item changes in Season 24. Bard is going to be absolutely insane. Would love to hear your opinion on him and maybe how you would change the Infernal Overtake. Anyways, love the pod. Chiming regards. I was reading Chiming. Chiming regards, Raul Abardmain. I'm going to say hot take. I don't think we should just suggest any Infernal takeover changes because it's not out yet.
I think so it needs to visually be better. Like, I've just watched enough gameplay that it needs to visually be not as ugly. But, yeah, I think it's going to be fine regardless of how it's balanced because it's 1 in 6 games.
Like, yeah, I also feel like almost I like the idea of you drop stacks on death, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And other people can pick up some of them. Is that correct?
I think you can pick up all of them. I'm not sure if any of them go away.
Okay. I kind of like that. It's like a, I don't know, like you're collecting fucking Sonic rings or something. That you steal them all when you die. All
right, here's my proposed change. If nobody collects them, like, I guess not even necessarily that, but Scuttle can collect the Infernal Shards, and if it gets enough, it turns into a new third epic monster and just roams the river.
What, can you choose to feed Scuttle some?
No. Just if champions die and Scuttle gets to the shards first, it picks him up. Mm. And I want it to be like pretty high so it like barely ever happens. Like it needs to pick up, I don't know, like 40 shards. But if it does, we get super
Baron fights are gonna be crazy.
Super Infernal Scuttle, and he is just stronger than Baron and murders anyone
and
who comes
both
to the
teams
river.
Lose.
Just both teams can no longer go for the Elder Dragon because they have to get through Scuttle first.
Yeah. I have an interesting thing. It's like, once again, like, not to complain about stuff that's not out yet or I don't know how it works, but I've seen various people talk about how the new Void Rift is going to take over at the 20 minute mark when Baron spawns. How did you guys interpret that? So, like, at 20 minutes, they say, oh, everything gets infected by a void, right? So, like, the red buff and blue buff become, like, void red buff and blue buff. I initially read that as, like, the first red and blue will be, like, empowered by the void. A lot of people, and I'm starting to think this might be the case, is every single blue and red after 20 minutes will be the empowered version, which kind of scares me.
I thought it was everyone.
I thought it was everyone after that time.
See, and isn't that weird?
It, like, changes them immediately unless you're probably in combat with it.
But, like, so my issue is, like, if that's the case, everyone has red and blue for the rest of the game. Like, 100% of the time. Because the way it works is red and blue are just a shared team buff.
Yeah.
So if red and blue are on a 5-minute cooldown, maybe they're longer cooldowns or something after, and everyone on your team gets it, then, and you still can transfer it by killing the enemy, when does any character, when is there ever a time where one of the AD carry or like someone on like one of the two teams not have double buffs after 20 minutes?
Yeah, I hate that actually.
Isn't that weird, right?
Yeah, I hope that's not the case.
It might be empowered once, maybe it's gonna be a longer cooldown. What if like blue and red went to like 10 minute cooldowns or something like that? I don't know, like just spitballing, that would be at least better. But like, it seems like in my head, based on the knowledge I have, it seems like every single player is gonna have a buff for the entire game after 20 minutes.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's weird.
The other way I could see that working maybe better is if it's like, it's a 5-minute spawn, let's say it's a 3-minute buff, I don't know what it actually is,
yeah,
but maybe like when you kill somebody, instead of getting a full 3-minute buff, you only get like 60 seconds of it.
That would also work. Yeah,
or like it's 3 minutes and if you kill them at 250, too bad, you get 10 seconds of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know, that's
I
wild though.
See how it works for sure.
As for Bard, I think he probably benefits the most from the removal. Like, one of the champions that benefits the most of the removal of mythics, because he can just build anything and it doesn't gate him from other items. I think he has the potential every single game to single-handedly win some fights and single-handedly lose some fights.
I mean, what were his best mythics before, right? Like, obviously, statistically, it was a Virtue, which I don't know if it actually was his best mythic.
It was just hard because it was so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, Virtue, Locket, Shirelia's, I would say, are probably the top three.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, you build whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't matter what you build on, like, on Bard. So I think, like, getting rid of those and not locking, like, oh, you can take Locket and Shirelia's now. Something like that, I think, is going to be super beneficial for a character who doesn't have, like, solidified item builds.
That makes sense.
Cool. Thanks for the email, Raul. Next email from Aiden. Giga Chat idea. Instead of surrender votes, each person can just flip their FF switch on at any time. Whenever four or five people on a team have the switch flipped to yes, they FF.
I like also, that a lot.
So fucking funny.
Also, I hear you, Aiden, about the whole breaker cringe. I hated the item since it's come out. And think split pushing in general is just dumb. I'm a huge fan of team fights, so I see no problem in just nerfing split pushing. Since I'm really naive, can you please explain why you say it is so important that split pushing is in the game? I guess enchanters would maybe become too strong, but we could just balance around them. Not saying let's just make it ARAM, but do you see a problem with shifting the meta towards more team fights and basically no split pushing? I yield the knowledge to you guys. As if plucked from the Ionian Scroll of Knowledge, you three embody the spiritual enlightenment and strategic prowess that defines the most revered scholars of Ionia. Were you here 40 minutes ago when we couldn't, when we get Sire Plant every single time?
That's different.
Okay, so I think the big overarching question is, why does split pushing need to exist?
Yeah, I think I can answer that pretty well. So once again, I hate split pushing, don't get me wrong. But the whole point is that there needs to be viable win options other than beat these guys in 5v5 combat, because League of Legends is a game that snowballs, right? Unlike sports, unlike even games like Valorant, where you have like, there's obviously snowballing in like econ, like CSGO econ, like gun economy and stuff like that. It still resets at a point, right? You can like, mm-hmm. you can have like low econ buys, and then you can reset your economy and then have like, you're back up to 100% power or 90% power by tanking a couple rounds. In League of Legends, you just become more and more behind, right? So the whole point of having different win cons is split pushing gives you something else to do, right? You can start making decisions. You can make the enemy team engage in your decision making. You can make better macro calls. Having options that aren't just everyone 5v5s at mid after 15 minutes and the team that's more ahead wins 85% of the time is good for the game, right? Being able to, I'm behind, I'm gonna go sit in a side lane. If they fuck up the 4v5 team fight, or if they send someone an ITP in, if all these options like create scenarios in which the team that's behind can wiggle their way back into the driver's seat, right? It makes uneven games more even with like good decision making, and that's kind of the basis of it. I'm not sure if you guys have anything to add.
Go ahead, Nick.
I just wanted to throw in that I also think there are certain champions who like functionally exist as split pushers, at least in the role that they primarily split push from. Like Trundle could be a jungler and therefore a team fighter, but he can also be a split pushing top laner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think giving these characters an opportunity to build items that allow them to do what they're designed to do, but better, is a good thing for the game as well. It just depends on the, like, obviously that right now that switch needs to be like dialed down a little bit.
Yeah,
terms of effectiveness.
I was going to go basically the same direction as Nick in that there are characters that function as lane bullies, and if split pushing doesn't exist, some of them are really good in lane, really bad at team fighting, and so those characters just become kind of obsolete or are forced to build in a way that they can't execute their lane bully status because they have to build to team fight, right? Like, I don't know. I think Trundle was a pretty good example. I mean, I think,
Fiora.
Yeah, if Fiora, right? Like, Fiora, I think, is better in a solo lane. She's not a great team fighter, and like, she's trying to be in an isolated 1v1 fight, right? Like, that's her character design. She is a duelist. She wants to 1v1 somebody. And if she's forced to be in a game where split pushing isn't viable, you know, do we get just, you know, only full tank, like, Fioras who are trying to mm-hmm. team fight? Or do we just see that nobody ever picks Fiora again and that character dies because split pushing is dead, right? Like, That to me is why it needs to exist outside of the reasons Aiden said. It's like, it would just kill a bunch of champions if like staying in a side lane and looking for 1v1s wasn't viable.
Mm-hmm. And that's not to like say that Hull Breaker is a good item or healthy or like should belong in the game, but just like why split pushing in general has to mm-hmm. exist. Mm-hmm. Cool. Thank you, Aiden. Next email's from Slim Deuce. Good day to the three Chads of the League community. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for the Unreal show. I look forward to every Tuesday, and you guys make my commute to work so much better. I wanted to touch on Aiden's brief comment on last week's mail fight of, how do you pronounce that? Alois?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it either, but yeah, Alois, I guess, pretty close.
Being the best top lane YouTuber, and wanted to suggest Coach Chippies for all of the other laners in the community as well. He does super in-depth champion guides as well as pro play reviews. Second to this, I was curious if you guys are taking breaks or being finished from playing ranked next season. Would more side content creation interest you? Would love to see a Tom Kench guide from Aiden or how to play every champion one season guide from Colton. Sorry for the long email, Slim Deuce. Hey, one of those wishes already granted. Aiden has a how to play Tom Kench guide.
Yeah, I have two how to play Tom Pretty Kench guides. Depth. One of them's outdated because he got reworked, but the second one's after his rework, which obviously items are a little bit different, but I think there's still a lot to glean from it. I mean, I haven't felt compelled to make a new one yet because I don't think enough has changed, I guess.
Yeah, there have been number changes, but nothing like substantially to his...
You still play him the same way. He's a pretty all right laner, and then his strength is mid game, and then you can play him as this aggressive mid laner, a mid game player character, or you can play him as this really good defensive mid game character. Like, it's still the same idea, but you can check that out on our YouTube channel. It's Leaguecast.
As for other side content, I mean, you know, we're never opposed to making content. It's just sort of like, if we are interested in making content for League, it's probably because we're just playing a bunch of League, and at that point. Maybe with us taking like less total ranked overall between the three of us next year, you know, we'll have more time for that. But if we're playing League and we're enjoying playing, it's probably just playing solo queue for us.
And our other main issue is like, hey, I think it's fun to make stuff, but I also would like to make stuff with my friends. But hey, as much as I love these guys both a lot, I talk to them maybe twice a week. tonight on Tuesday when we record the podcast, and then maybe one other time in the week to like play like a game or something.
Yeah, real life's caught up to us pretty quick, I feel like.
Yeah.
Specifically, like, I know you guys have a little bit more time, but... I took a job that eats up a lot of my time during some of the weeks. And then when I'm home, you know, I've just spent a week traveling. I don't necessarily want to spend as much time as I used to on the computer. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, we're growing and it's harder to, make as much time for hanging out in League and all that fun stuff. But I mean, we're definitely not opposed to making content if it's, you know, a good idea or something that we think we'd enjoy. So thank you, Slim Deuce.
Yeah, thanks for the email. And on to the last one from Anonymous. Hey there, guys. I've got a pair of straightforward questions for you. At my current LP, gains and losses, and I have a 61% win rate, it would take me about 50,000 games to get out of Emerald. But I think that having that win rate as a solo support, mainly Enchanter, mainly in low elo, is pretty admirable, especially after a couple hundred games. I can't reasonably put in the time to fix my MMR, so I'm trying to find something to be proud of with my performance this season. I've been much higher rank in the past, so I can't lean on that. My question is as follows: can one be proud or boastful of their win rate or other stats such as KDA, creep score, gold per minute, vision score, etc.? Or do the only things that matter, or do those only matter in high elo? Follow-up question. I've seen a lot of content that says you're where you belong in ranked, but can one use their win rate and other stats to confidently say that they're not where they belong in ranked without putting in the grind to prove it? Staying honest to avoid people saying, I looked at your OP.GG and you're trash, kid, get good. Anonymous.
So I do think your numbers are wrong.
Yeah, maybe off by one or two.
Colton and I have
places.
A rank calculator, which obviously is not perfect, right? I made it, and then Colton did all the actual Excel coding because I did it like a dumb child. And just as an example, if you got 20 points for a win and 27 for a loss, which is pretty bad MMR, that's pretty fucking bad, with your 61% win rate, it would take you 60 games to go from gold 2 to gold 1, like up one rank, and it would take you 240 games to go up a division, which is still a lot, don't get me wrong, that's a ton, but even like what's worst case scenario? You're plus 20, minus 30. It would be 200 games for a rank 800 tradition. Like, I'm not saying that's like, it's still fucked if that is the case, but it's not 50,000.
50,000 is just a little, maybe you meant like 500 or I don't know. It's kind of hard.
They have to have done something wrong in their calculation. Unless they're getting 2 points for a win and 30 points for a loss.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case either. So yeah, I mean, the number of games definitely isn't there. So your straightforward question, I mean, can you be proud of other things? Yeah, absolutely. Like, anyone can be proud of anything. I think that identifying strengths in your play that you're proud of, like, that's a very personal thing, and you don't need to get, you know, the okay from someone else to feel good about it. You know, I think most people will try and grab onto some stat that is maybe not the rank or the win rate to justify that they're good at something that maybe they're still making a lot of mistakes. Like, you know, I a lot of times will go to like total gold or total damage, even though if you look, my like average deaths is probably 11.
It's always 8.
It's always 8, which is really high. But it's like, you know, hey, I don't mind so much that I die 8 times a game if I'm doing the most damage and like if I feel like I'm still contributing. You know, there's a lot of back and forth there. It definitely matters. But there's also something to be said of like, if I am a diamond player and I have a 90% win rate Smurf account in silver, you know, I'm not a 90% player. I'm a 90% like in an Elo that I'm not. So, you know, in your example, you know, 61% win rate, that's definitely something to be proud of. You should be climbing, and, you know, you would just typically expect that win rate to go down as you get closer to your actual rank, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. I think, it is like, if you're proud of some aspect of how you play League, like, great, 100% go for it. But I think like the system will reward you for winning and for playing well. Like, those things kind of go hand in hand. So like, I don't know. I think there is some merit to like your skill or your rank being reflective of how good you are at the game. However harsh that may sound, you know,
I just want to go back to the number of games or whatever. And I just think you shouldn't feel demotivated. I feel like a lot of people are very tied to like, oh, if I play 2 and I win, lose, I'm down 7 or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like no one wants to have the mindset of like, at the very least, you're getting 20 points. That's like, let's be real, you're getting 20. Win 5 games in a row and you're up a tier. like winning 5 games in a row is not unachievable at all, right? You win what, like, there's 4 divisions, so you need to win 20 games in a row to go up from Emerald to Diamond. Like, obviously, winning 20 games in a row is a lot, don't get me wrong, but it's not unachievable. I fucking won 17 in a row from like D2 to Master 300 or some shit. And it, I don't know. I just think it's like a lot of people like immediately want to go with the, oh, I'm winning 61% of my games and like, oh, this takes forever. When in reality, just look at it like on a smaller sample, you can just win 3 in a night and then win 4 in your next night and you're up a division and a half. Like it's just like, I don't know. I feel like you're just counting yourself out rather than just playing.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Just play the game, try your best. Eventually you'll improve. If you're truly, you know, a 61% win rate player at the level that you're at, and you know, eventually you'll climb regardless of how poor your MMR may or may not be right now. So like, just stick with it, you know, and stay positive, just focus on improving. I think there's a plugin or, I don't know, some program you can run that will just totally block you from seeing LP gains and losses at the end screen. And I know we've had a couple people kind of take that and use it to propel themselves, you know, towards just improving as a player and ignoring that aspect of it. But I don't know. It's definitely frustrating to be losing more than you are, but then you're winning. But I mean, it'll turn around eventually. No account's like doomed or anything.
I cool. Part of me, I'm playing through the calculator we made, and I'm just like, what what would take you 50,000 games at that win rate to do? Nick, because I think Aiden's still in it. If you are at a 61% win rate, you mm-hmm. win 20 per win, you lose 30 per loss.
Okay.
And I play 50,000 games. How much LP? Okay. How much LP am I gonna get?
That's a good amount.
I mean, I'm gonna say, I don't know, like 20,000.
25,000.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
So
amount.
you'd be on the challenger ladder, 20,000 ahead of everyone.
You'd be absolutely destroying every single person.
Yeah. Now, again, the biggest thing that this like formula doesn't account for is the fact that those wins,
they change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those change per game. And as you win more games, right? Like as you get closer to your like actual MMR, right? Your win and loss will start getting closer together. But yeah, it's certainly not 50,000.
That's so funny.
Dang. Very achievable. You could play 5 games tonight and be a new rank.
That's actually like really sick to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you have good MMR, you can play like 3 games and you're open.
Yeah,
true.
That's what I mean. Dude, I fucking like do replay or OP.GG reviews for people who have like plus like 37 because they don't play very much and they have like high MMR from last season or whatever. And I'm like, why the fuck are you not just like playing 3 games and then going up a division and a half if you like mm-hmm. play well?
Or even just like win 2-1,
yeah,
and like
yeah, it's crazy.
You do that twice and you do that like so, I don't know, it's just such a crazy amount.
You go 5-5 and you're up a division.
Yeah,
I don't crazy. Know. Anyways, cool. Stay motivated.
Thank you, Anonymous. Yeah, thank you, Anonymous. Keep that head up. Keep moving. And that'll do it for this episode. Remember, we have it is the first of the month, so we'll have a name read. I guess are we doing that before or after plugs? I can't remember.
We do it after plugs.
Sure.
All right. Email us, mail@leaguecastpodcast.com. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/KingLada, BlueBasket, and LeagueCastFrost. On Twitter, we're LeagueCast. On Facebook, we're LeagueCast. Visit our website, leaguecastpodcast.com. Join our Discord server, discord.gg/LeagueCast. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/LeagueCast. And we'll do the wall of supporters now.
Just a reminder for next week, Josh, I'll add your email. I forgot he sent it to the other email address, and I forgot to move it in. So we'll do that next week.
But people who aren't the worst are all of our wonderful supporters on Patreon, including Aaron, Actual Yordle, Adrian, Aiden, Alex, Elise, Angel Holic, Armis, Arsonist, Austin, Blabby Jags, Blackwax, Blooper, Boba Solo, Breedable Soraka, Brian, Brosif, Camuro, Chandler, Chaz, Cheese for Real, Chuzix, Coastal Toast, Colton, Cryo Phoenix, CTURL, Dabular, Danman96, Dekar, Decopa, Diana, Dicarus, Don't Be Creative, Dr. Coconuts, Dr. Herfurfurfur, Dragoon, Drew, Dylan, Easter Meghead, Feast Forever, Finner, Foxloaf, Frozen Ninja, Gabriel, Gunner, H-Fire, Herks, I Cosplay Gragas, Jake, Jotty, Jay, Jeff, Jesse, Jigmink, Joby, John, Josh, Josh Plank, Joshua, Calzifar, Katie, Chaos Reaper, Kevin, Kieran, Clon Amy, Koi the Monkey Boy, Conrad, Cranbone, Landon, Leafide, League Saint, Lacona, Lisp Sync, Little Peepee, Lucas, Madeline, Man Mannington, Marshall, Mary Makes No Sense, Matt, Max and Mox, Michael, Milkman, Mr. Ginger, Muse Guy, My Balls Your Gin, Mystic Ruin, Nathan, Nikoj, Nicole, Noah, NYC Poem, Oklahoman 10, Oscar, Panda Bear, Papakush Ivern, Pards Bay, Pocky, Raphael, Rattlesnake Jake, Reckless Viper, Red Lefty, Rugby Ninja, RJ, Ryan, Seth, Shark is Suffering, Stu, Stewart, Sunny, T Hubs, Thane, The Last Samurai, Thomas, Titties and Bitties, Trevor, Scotland, Ty, Wallace, Womper, Wolf, Wolfie, Wyatt, X Strong, Yumi with a Gun, Xiaomin, and Zill.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.